I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little. And we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter. Keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around. And then I remember all things must pass. But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up steady, 'cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up. No, no, not yet. Whoa, no, not yet. Whoa, no, no, not yet. Whoa, I'm afraid I'll end up nowhere.
Hiya.
They keep saying
I'm a wonderful roller coaster riders. Welcome back to a brand new episode. I am your host, Megano. How we all doing? I hope we're having a wonderful week so far. I hope we're feeling in a good mood. I hope we're having a nice day, whatever it is you're up to. And I hope you're just here to hang out with your bestie.
Your bestie's me.
It's me. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Last night I actually went to spin class and the theme was One Direction versus Taylor Swift. So I got a Revolution. This isn't an ad or anything. I actually paid quite a lot of money there because between all the classes, I just love them so much. They're so good. It's definitely worth every penny in my opinion. But they do like different themes for spin class like all the time. Like they do like Britney Spears sometimes, a Barbie movie, Justin Bieber, High School Musical, The Greatest Showman, like you name it, they're doing it. It is so, so fun. So last night was One Direction and Taylor Swift. Loved it. So much fun. Anywho, I personally, how am I feeling right now? Do you know what? I overall feel really, really good. I'm actually doing my period, like it will probably start literally any minute now, so that's a bit, you know how that is. But overall, I am in a very good spot. Like I feel just really content and happy right now, and I feel like I've been really productive and motivated lately. But I'll be so honest, right now I'm in such a rut with the podcast, with roller coasting, and it pains me to say it, it really does, because this has always been like my wee escapism from everything. Like, you know, this isn't my job right now, I don't get paid for this, there's no rules, there's no regulations, it's just my wee place that I can tune into every week and just offload, and I absolutely love it for that. And I do still love it for that, but I definitely feel in a wee bit of a rut with it at the moment. I'm obviously nearing towards the end of this season 3 already, crazy. I always do 20 episodes per season, so I've got 2 more to go, this one and 1 more next week. So I feel like I've just, you know, it's just coming to the end where all my inspiration is gone. The motivation is gone. I've been a bit all over the place with it like the past couple of months just because life has been a wee bit hectic, which you will soon enough see why. So I feel like I have just lost it a bit. So I have. And that being said, I want to make this something special. Like, I need to keep this alive. Like, some of the comments and the messages I read from you guys and, like, all the feedback at Roller Coaster Live, like, I feel like it is my duty to keep going with this and making sure it turns out to be what I imagine it could be. So what I'm going to do is, after this season's finished, I'm going to have a couple of weeks off, and I swear to you, I am going to put blood, sweat and tears into the next season. Like, I already have some ideas of new things that I could be doing to just ramp it up a wee bit. So I'm really sorry if you feel like, oh, she's kind of lost her touch a bit. I promise I will be back. So, as I said, in a rut, I was like, what do I record? No motive, no inspiration, don't know what to talk about. And then I realised, do you know what? I'll just literally talk about how I'm feeling. Let's make this week's topic
my mood.
Or just like moods in general. Obviously, everyone experiences different moods, like maybe every day, every week, every month, whatever. Moods come and go. Like, you don't pick a mood and just stick with it for the rest of your life. Like, you can feel up one day, down one day, all around the next day. Just like roller coasting, life goes up and it goes down. So I decided this week, I'm going to talk to you about some of the different moods I feel on the regular. Because I feel like I only post, well, I don't feel like it's factual. I only post online. So, like, obviously, with my job, if you're new here, I am an influencer. Can I hate using that word? Because everybody hates that word. But my job is to post on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and then obviously I have my wee podcast just as a wee side thing, my side bit. So on Instagram, well, specifically I would say on TikTok and YouTube, I tend to only post when I'm feeling in a really good mood. I have high energy. I'm really excitable. And therefore, I think people think I'm just always like that. Like, I see messages or comments and stuff and they're like, oh, I just wish I had your energy every day. Like, give me some of that energy. Like, how are you always so positive? And I'm like, oh, babes, I am not always positive. I am not always full of energy. But it might look like that because of what I choose to put out. So I decided this week, I'm going to let you in a wee secret. I'm not always upbeat. I'm not always motivated. I don't always have bundles of energy. I very much feel the opposite quite a lot of the time. So I thought today we could just have a wee discussion about different moods out there, how they affect us, how they make us feel, how we deal with it. And I suppose the goal of this episode would be just to be a bit of a sounding board. Like, maybe you can listen to this and be like, oh, you know what? I feel like that quite a lot. Or, yeah, I feel you. I relate to that. Just to, I suppose, normalize all of the different ways we can feel as human beings and know that you definitely are not alone in feeling some of these maybe shitter moods or even some of the happier moods. I think you'll find actually everybody around you experiences these same moods and these same lulls, even if they don't show it. So that's today's episode. Okay, let's get into it. Right, the first mood I'm going to discuss is excited. Being in an excited mood, like an excitable mood, high energy, chirpy, you know the vibes. So I thought we'd start with this one. So this is probably the mood I show the most online. Would I say this is a mood I show the most in person? It depends who the person is. I would say to like my people I work with, or like in a work sense, or maybe in like a wider group of friends sense, on a night out sense, in a social setting sense. This is definitely the mood I show the most. So I'm talking for the most part on social media, because unless you know me personally, this is probably the only impression you get to see of me or whatever. So online, like on TikTok and on YouTube, I would argue, you can disagree if you want, I would argue that I seem quite excitable, high energy, chirpy, and that's because I am in that specific moment. One thing I would say about me and like different moods or emotions or feelings is I feel really hard. Does that make sense? Does that sound really weird? What I mean is like, if I'm happy, I'm happy. I'm happy, 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 happy. If I'm sad, I'm sad. I'm really, really sad. If I'm nervous, I'm so, 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 so nervous. Like, I seem to feel each emotion really, really strongly. And I'm also, I can't hide my emotions. That's probably a better way of putting it. Like, if I feel a certain way, you will know all about it. I'm really, really bad at hiding my emotions. So naturally, if I am feeling excited, happy, joyous, then I do get really hyped and I get really hyper.
Does that mean the same thing?
But yeah, if I'm excited about something, I'm like bouncing off the walls. I love it. I can't get enough. I can't stop talking. I'm 100 miles per hour. And that is my genuine... Oh, what is that noise? I don't know if it's a car or it's like some weird noise outside. So I see an odd comment on like TikTok or YouTube of people like kind of taking the piss. Like, say I put up a video and I'm like, oh, I'm so excited, blah, 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 blah. People will comment on it like taking the piss, like really sarcastically, like, oh, like she's such an excitable person, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, they're just being like a wee bit nasty, right? They're like, either they are saying like they don't believe I'm actually that excited and I've like put on an act, or, and this is quite a bold statement, or they're not jealous as such, but they don't want to see that I'm happy. Like, I think it either comes from a place of she's faking it, or I don't want to see her happy. I don't like her, so I don't want to see her in a happy mood. I feel like it has to come from one of those two places. And do you know what? I don't agree with it, but I can understand ever so slightly why sometimes people might think that I am faking being excited, or I am putting on that I'm happier than I am. I get that, because I think as humans, we are kind of built to doubt a lot of things. Like, if you see something, you're like, is that actually true though? Like, do you know what I mean? It's a kind of shit trait that humans have, but I think it's a very normal trait. And especially, I'm trying to see it in a sense, like, if I was doing an ad for a company and I seem really excited, I can understand why people's minds might jump to, oh, of course she's putting that on because she'll be getting paid to act excited. I do get that. I'm not angry at people for thinking like that. I can understand it. But all I can say is, honestly, trust me, when I feel excited, happy, then I am bouncing off the walls. It's just like I go from 0 to 100 from whatever mood I might be feeling that day. And that brings me on to the next mood. What would you call this mood? Like, unbothered or uninterested? These kind of moods. So the same way that if I am happy about something, I'm like, so excited. If I am uninterested or unbothered by something, I'm really uninterested or really unbothered, and there is absolutely no hiding it. This is like maybe a shitty example, but say I am like on a night out, right, and I could be having the absolute time of my life, I'm loving it, having so much fun, but if I get in my head, right, I want to leave now, and I stay there honestly 1 minute longer than I want to be there, oh my God, you don't want to be around me. My face is tripping me. I'm so moody. I'm probably being, not rude, because I wouldn't be rude to a person, but I'm just like not approachable. Stay away, proceed with caution. It's just all over my face. Like, and that's a bad trait of mine. It probably makes me sound quite selfish as well. Probably is quite selfish, but I cannot hide it. Like, if I don't want to be somewhere, if I'm not enjoying something, you're probably going to be able to tell by my face. I think that's also why I didn't actually go to like uni or college or like do any further education after school, because I like I would flick through all these uni applications and college courses and stuff, and I was just like, nope. Like, nothing was taking my fancy. So I was like, why would I actually go and even try this? Like, I know I am not interested, so why would I go and do that? I certainly have quite a difficult time making myself do things that I don't want to do. Yeah, it's hard to explain, like, but I wouldn't go and study something unless I was passionate about it. When I used to work in offices, like, if I wasn't interested in the work or if I had lost any sort of enjoyment I had there, it was like, tough shit, I'm going to stop doing my work properly, I'm going to come in maybe a wee bit late, I'm just gonna take the piss. It is a downfall of mine, because in life you need to do some things that you don't particularly enjoy, but I definitely struggle to do it. Like, I will make myself, but it's obvious I'm not having a good time, if that makes sense. I'd say this also falls into this mood as well. And this is genuinely something I am so aware of about myself and I'm really trying to work on. Do you know what's another topic? I'm going to put this in my notes. Self-awareness. That's a good topic. Hold on. Go put this in my notes. There we go. Expect that in season 4. That is a good topic. Love that topic. Anyway, I am very aware that I do this and it's bad. It's low-key quite mean, but it's only with select people, but I notice I do it with my mum and with Pav, my boyfriend. And I think I only do it with people who I'm really, really close with. And I have heard some of my friends say they do it with their mum too. So I think it's people who I'm really close with and I'm really comfortable around, but that doesn't make it okay. That doesn't make it nice. It doesn't make it fair. But see if I am not in the mood to talk. And you might be shocked to hear that, because I literally have a podcast and things like YouTube videos and TikToks, I talk, and it looks like I could talk for Scotland, which I kind of can, but I think I exert so much of that energy in these places that I just love to be silent. See, when I get a few hours where I don't have to open my mouth, I'm like, oh, I love this. Like, when I haven't spoke, sometimes I wake up and maybe I don't see someone until like 2 in the afternoon and I've not had any ads to film that morning. So I have went from waking up at like 7:30 in the morning till 2 p.m. in the afternoon and I've not even opened my lips. And I'm like, I love that. I really love to just be silent sometimes. So as a result, sometimes Pav or my mum will be talking away. And they're very much talking at me. They're not trying to talk at me, but I'm just being pretty unresponsive. So it turns into a bit of a one-sided conversation. But if they just ask me too many questions, I'm like, oh my God, when do these questions end? And again, that's so mean. That is actually low-key evil. Like, God forbid, Megan, people try and have conversation with you and ask about your day. God forbid these people are interested. I know how terrible that sounds out loud. Like, I take full ownership. That makes me a complete and utter bitch. And as I said, I am aware of it, so I am trying to work on it. But sometimes I just cannot be fucked to talk. That's so bad. So this mood, I'm going to talk about it. How do I explain this? Like, okay, so my next mood is motivated, right? But soon I'm going to talk about being the opposite, unmotivated. So, motivated. I would say that I can get myself so in the zone. Like, I think it's something I've kind of always been able to do. Like, maybe from being like a teenager, I've been aware that I know if I put my mind to something, I can do it. And I can be very motivated. Like, I will give myself that. I absolutely can be. It's so weird, and I've definitely found this more quite recently. Like, yesterday I was very motivated in the morning. I got up, I went and done work, I done everything I had to do. I was like, bish bash bosh, feeling great. Then the afternoon came and I had a bit of a slump and I was like, do you know what? I can't be fucked doing anything. I was like, fuck this spin class I have later on. Fuck making dinner. Fuck going to post parcels. Just fuck it all. Sorry for the terrible language, but I was just like, no, I just want to sit and do nothing. I don't want anyone to bother me. I don't want anyone to talk to me. Nope, nope, nope. I was in such like a foul mood of not being motivated. But then I went to Tesco. I had to go to Tesco for something. Tesco at Silverburn. I can't remember what it was, but there was a reason. I had to go to Silverburn to get some birthday presents for people. So I went there because as much as I couldn't be bothered doing anything, I'm not a terrible friend. I'm going to get my friend's birthday presents, right? So I went and I was just walking through Silverburn. I was by myself. I was ticking off all the things I had to do in Silverburn. And all of a sudden, it's like I stepped into a wave of motivation again. I honestly can't explain it. Sometimes it makes me feel...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Like, I have this, like, supernatural thing. Like, I feel like I step into waves of motivation. Like, this wave comes over my body, and I'm like, Megan, you have one life. Like, how do you want to look back when you're a wee old lady, maybe in like a care home or whatever? You want to look back and have all these amazing memories and say you accomplished this and you've done that and blah, blah, blah. And I get this such strong surge of motivation and I'm like, I can do this. I can do anything I put my mind to. I'm aware this episode is probably so weird. It really probably is. It's a roller coaster of emotions, pardon the pun. But I can be good at times where I get myself in such a rigid routine, like even when it comes to things like the gym, waking up early in the morning, having productive days, like going walks, staying on top of work. Like, I know that I really can be a really motivated, routined, structured person, and that is, you know, that is something that people do say to me, like, you know, my boyfriend will say to me, my friends, management, whatever, they're like, you're so good at keeping yourself motivated. And I'll give myself credit where it's due. I am really good at that at times, but not all the time. So the opposite of that is obviously being unmotivated, and this is probably something I don't like speak to loads of people about. Like, I would tell maybe Pav, oh, I just feel so unmotivated. Like today I actually text him, I'll actually read the text to you. I said, really hating the podcast right now. I just never know what to record. But I don't tell many people about when I'm feeling unmotivated, like, because in my head I'm like, what value would that bring to anyone? Why would I tell the world I can't be fucked going to the gym, I can't be arsed washing my hair, I can't be arsed cleaning up, I can't be bothered doing the dishes, I can't be bothered going a walk, I can't be bothered doing my work, blah blah blah. Like, there's just no benefit to come from that. And I would hate for anyone to like look at my social media or meet me in person and think, oh man, she's just always so motivated, like I am not, like, oh, you do so much more than me. No, trust me, I feel lazy, I feel uninspired, I feel agitated, irritated, I feel all of these things just as much as the next person. I really, really do. So I just want to highlight that. Sorry, this episode is so weird. I think in a work sense, I've definitely found that I can't be motivated at every single platform. Like, if I'm doing well on YouTube and TikTok, I feel like my Instagram podcast takes a hit. Or the other way about, like, I feel like I do find it really hard to be motivated on all four platforms that I, like, post on. And, I mean, maybe that is quite normal because, to be fair, to cut myself some slack, it is hard to think of 4 different things to say and do consistently every single week on different platforms. So it is quite hard, but in the same breath, people are out there doing much harder things. So these are the arguments I have with myself. 1 minute I'm like, oh, babes, do you know what? This is hard work. No wonder you feel lazy and you can't be arsed. And then the other side of me is like, get a grip, get up and work. There's people out saving lives, Megan. So as I said, I am like in such a slump of the podcast right now. And I'll be so honest in saying the past few weeks, I'm like, should I just stop the podcast? Should I just pack it in? Like, I think I've exhausted all my options. I don't have new ideas coming to me the way I used to. Like, did I just say, like, that was a good run? I'll leave it at that. And with the podcast, and obviously not everybody in the world has a podcast, so it's a bit of a niche thing to relate to, but I'm sure you'd be able to think of something in your head. It might be like a hobby, it might be a new business idea you're starting out, it might be, I don't know, a friendship. Like, there'll be something you could maybe relate to. Like, when you don't reap the rewards of something and when you don't see progress really, really quickly, it's so easy to throw the table in. And what I mean by that in the podcast is, like, I've done 3 seasons of this, and this is going to, I hope this doesn't make me sound like a terrible spoiled brat, but, like, you know, I still don't make any money from it. It's not part of my income, but it does take up, like, a portion of my time and a large capacity of my brain, which didn't have much of a capacity to begin with. So sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm never, this isn't ever going to turn into a job. I'll just throw on the table. No, 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 no. What a terrible stinking attitude to have, Megan. How will you ever get far in life if that's how you think about things? Like, not saying the rewards, oh, I'll just leave it. Do you know what? This is too hard. I'm just going to pack it in now. I gave it a shot. No, terrible attitude to have. Again, you're seeing the arguments I have with myself. But what I try and do in these moments where I feel really unmotivated with whatever it might be, like the gym, my podcast, my Instagram, like just general life, I try and think to myself, life is so short. Like, I know it feels long sometimes. I know that, you know, say I live to 70. 70 years is a long time, right? But it flashes before your eyes. Like, when I just think of how quickly the past 10 years has went, I'm like freaked out. I'm like, how has a decade passed and what feels like 2 weeks? So life goes so, so fast. And I mean, I don't know anything about the afterlife, but you know what they say, you've got one shot at it. So why would you not keep at things? Why would you not try your best to do the things that you want to do? Like, do you know the only person you owe anything to is yourself? Like, who cares what other people think? Who cares what other expectations people have of you? You're here to live life for you. And if you've got this thing inside of you that wants to do something, like maybe you want to run a marathon.
Good luck to you, I could never.
But maybe you want to run a marathon, and it is so fucking hard. The training is a lot. You've got shin splints. You're so out of breath. You just taste blood in your throat every time. You've got blisters and you think, oh, do you know what? I tried, but I'm just going to leave it. You're the only person you're letting down is yourself. And that's shit, letting yourself down. It really is. So that's how I try to look at things. When I'm feeling in a slump or unmotivated, I try and remember you've got one life, you've got one shot at this, and the only person who'll be left disappointed is yourself. And I don't want to disappoint myself.
She's quite scary.
Genuinely, Revolution Spin and Pilates, please sponsor me at this rate. But do you know where I feel so motivated is Spin and Pilates? The way I leave feeling Spin, I'm like, I have conquered the world. Like, because that is so hard and my body is screaming at me saying, give up, give up, give up, just leave, go to the toilet, splash your face with cold water and leave and get a McDonald's, like, you deserve it, babes. It's so physically demanding and hard, and, like, for me anyway, it really, like, challenges my mental strength, because in your head you have to, like, keep going, keep going, keep going. Like, your body's giving up, but your brain can keep you going. And I think you tap into something there And again, this could be in any way of life. It doesn't need to be in a spin class. It doesn't even need to be exercising. Just doing something that is really hard, but you keep going. I honestly feel like you tap into like a part of your brain and you're like, I can do this. I can actually do anything I set my mind to. This podcast has took such a funky route this episode. Our next mood I'm going to talk about is thankfully one I feel like I very rarely feel in recent times. Like in the past, I'd say actually this year, I'd say in 2023, I have been very, very fortunate to rarely feel and suffer as much as I used to with this mood or emotion. And that is anxious, nervous, those vibes. So I would say that in 2022, was that last year? Yeah, it's 2023. 2022 was definitely one of my worst years. It's a shame because it was an amazing year in like a work sense, but in a maybe mental sense, like in my head sense, it was definitely probably the year I have struggled with the most. Or maybe there's been like one more year, but this was a... Basically, to summarise, in 2022, I was a very anxious person and I was really quite down and just struggling. When I feel anxious, again, as I said to you, when I feel something, I feel it hard. And I feel like anxiety is one of those things that probably anyone who is suffering from it is also feeling it hard. So I'm not saying I feel anxiety any harder than the next person. I'm just saying if I feel a little bit anxious about something, it kind of does take over completely. Like if something is on my mind and I'm feeling a bit anxious about it, it's so sad. It literally kind of like cripples you in a way. Like I'd feel permanently sick, permanently on edge, wouldn't be able to eat, like my mood would be so strange. I'd be like stuttering over my words, I'd be struggling to breathe, I'd like my body movements were so weird and like jittery is how I would probably explain it. Oh my gosh, when I think back to times of being anxious, it's just so sad, and like I'm so shocked that like, do you know what I mean, because I feel such the opposite now. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I actually felt like that. Like, I really do feel for myself when I feel anxious because it's such a horrific emotion for anyone to experience. And this is like total like self-diagnosis. I've not spoke to anyone professionally about it, but I think in periods where I am feeling anxious and like, you know, kind of suffering with anxiety, it turns into health anxiety for me. Like, it's like, my brain almost doesn't want to deal with what it actually is. It's making me feel anxious, or, you know, accept that I'm just feeling really anxious. It's like I have to blame something else in my body. So I start to convince myself that I have a brain tumor, or that, you know, I'm about to die or whatever. Like, so I did suffer from quite bad health anxiety for a really long time. I mean, I was phoning the doctors every single week. I was trying to get appointments all the time. I was on Google all the time. I'd be lying in my bed late at night thinking, oh my God, I've literally got weeks to live. And I know that sounds so dramatic, and if anyone hasn't experienced health anxiety, they probably just wouldn't get it. And fair enough, because, you know, people are like, oh, you're a drama queen, or you're a hypochondriac. But it's not funny. It's nothing to be laughed at. It's not a joke. It's a very consuming, horrendous thing to experience. And I did experience that for quite a long time. I'd say most of 2022, I was convincing myself that something was wrong with me. And, you know, it was just a very tiring mood. So it was. I would definitely describe myself as being a worrier and quite like, I'm not day-to-day anxious, because as I said, I have been very lucky that this year I feel like I've very rarely felt anxious, and I wouldn't say that I have suffered from anxiety at all this year, but I would say that I am quite I don't know what the word is, but if something goes wrong in my life, I'm most likely going to crumble at it and feel really, really anxious. Yeah, that's just kind of like my brain's reaction to anything in life, which is just how I am, and that's how I'm built. My advice for that and anything that I do in those moments is just try and surround myself with my friends, my family, or whoever I'm close to at that moment in time, and also be really honest about it. Like, I, for a while last year, wasn't telling anyone how I felt, truly, and I was blaming things like, oh my God, if you were there for the suitcase saga in British Airways, first of all, I'm sorry. Second of all, I actually was like really kind of struggling a wee bit with anxiety and just overall feeling a wee bit low. But I would blame it on other things in life and just act a bit strange. So eventually, when I was honest with people, it really flipped around and I instantly started to feel better because people understood how I was feeling, and it made my actions make a bit more sense. So moving forward, because I'm sure I'll feel anxious again at some point in life, my new attitude is always be honest about it. There's nothing embarrassing about feeling anxious or suffering from anxiety. Most people will at some point in their life. Most people probably already have felt like that, so everyone can kind of relate. So definitely be honest with people and know that it's always going to get better. And anxiety is also a feeling, and that I don't mean to make it sound like nothing, because it's a very huge thing that I have absolutely felt, and you feel like you'll never feel normal again, but you will, because it's a feeling. It's not who you are as a person. And my last mood / emotion, I don't really know if you can call this a mood or emotion, but contentness.
What is that word?
Peace. Peacefulness. Okay, we'll go with that. This is how I would describe myself at the moment and for the past wee while. I, as much as other emotions come and go every single day, like I can feel angry, I can feel pissed off, I can feel unmotivated, I can feel excited, blah, blah, blah. My overall kind of mood, I would say, I'm very lucky to say, is I feel really at peace. And how I feel is like, I will just wake up in the morning, and obviously I'm very, very lucky, and this is like so circumstantial. Like, I've had a good year, right? Like, I have bought my wee flat, I live here, I'm quite comfortable living here at the moment, and you know, it looks how I want it to look, it feels like home, you know, there's really nothing to complain about when it comes to the flat. So I wake up in the morning and I make my wee coffee and I just go on with my work or whatever it is I'm doing that day. And I just have this overwhelming feeling of peace and like contentness, if that's a word. And it's the nicest feeling in the world. You know, I just feel like very grateful and just kind of savouring every moment. As I said, I'm quite a worrier. And I always think, oh, this might not last forever, which is a shit attitude to have, like literally enjoy it and believe it's always going to be like that. But I'm just a wee bit of a worrier. So sometimes I'm like, this might not last forever. But it makes me really appreciate the moment more. I'm like savouring every last moment and just taking it all in. And this is a feeling that I wish I could just share with absolutely everyone. I'm sure lots of people are listening and would agree they also feel like that. But it's just like the best feeling in the world. It's my favourite feeling to feel, is when I just like, I'm maybe out a walk and I like get really like deep in my feels and I'm like, oh, like I am like, people would probably see me walking and think she's crazy. I like walk and I do these big deep breaths and I like have my music on and I like get so lost in it and I think I'm in a movie or something or in a music video. But I'm just like in my wee bubble of being like, I feel euphoric. I'm so happy with everything around me. I feel like my stars have aligned. I go all crazy. Like happy crazy. And I'm so aware that unfortunately not everybody's life at that moment in time feels as good, or, you know, things might be going on. And I just honestly wish I could put this feeling on everyone, because it's such a wonderful feeling. And if you're listening thinking, well, I don't really feel like that, or I haven't, you will at some point. You absolutely will, because, you know, this time last year, I probably wouldn't have said I feel like this. And now I do. And I love it. I love it so much. And I look forward to everybody feeling so peaceful and content as well. Right, I definitely think this could be the most random, all over the place, weirdest episode I have recorded yet, but this was genuinely just me offloading how I feel. So I'm sorry if it didn't make sense. I'm sorry if you're listening thinking, what the fuck is this girl on about? But that's how I feel in this moment in time, and that's what I've ended up with for this week's episode. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you've maybe been able to relate to a couple of points I've made. I don't know. Who knows? I don't blame you if you can't. But thank you as always for listening. Thank you as always for supporting Roller Coasting. There's going to be one more episode, which should be the season finale. And I promise you, season 4 is going to be so much better. I promise. I really, really promise. But I love you and have a fantastic week, whatever you're up to. I hope your week is filled with joy and love. I love you. Bye-bye.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter. Keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.